What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello, my bunnies. It's Arden. It is 2:14 in the morning, Sunday night. So I guess it's technically Monday morning, but Sunday night, August 13th. I am in my hotel room in San Francisco, and I'm so excited for you guys to listen. I just want to warn you, it's probably an audio insanity. There was 8 mics on stage. There was chaos, but I just want to say, it truly, this podcast today, for all of you listeners out there and everybody who showed up, it was one of the joys of my life. We were at noon in this tent that was truly as beautiful and insanity. It was purple and velvet and fucking plush and weird and magical. And we were worried no one would come because we know it wasn't even that affordable. And we had the best crowd at Outside Lands, and I just want to say all the guys that flew in were such gentlemen. We had so much fun, and more than anything, I just want to say out loud, personally, over the last 2 weeks, if you guys, I'm sorry if this is the first time you're listening to the podcast. I don't want to freak you out. Just know it's all okay, but, you know, this has been a very insane 2 weeks for me, and I don't generally share that much about myself, like, personally. And I just have to say the outpouring of love I've received and the fucking joy and healing and that I felt this weekend, it's truly been a real gift. And I've basically canceled everything in my life but this. And I can't tell you how happy I'm right. My heart is so full. So please, I hope you enjoy this insanity. And we will, there's a lot of stuff that just sounds like craziness. And we will have some videos on stage. If there's long musical interludes for while gentlemen are stripping, just go to our Facebook page and you'll be able to see it. But it was just truly one of the highlights of my life. This was a joy. And I'll stop talking so you can get to the madness. And our Bachelor in Paradise podcast, which I could not be more excited to do, will be going up on Thursdays. So as you can tell, I've lost my voice and it was worth every second. So thank you to Outside Lands for having us, and thank you to everybody who came. And you know what? For those of you who couldn't come, I get it, girl. I get it, boo-boo. I get it, gent. So I hope you enjoy just a flavor of what we had. And my Instagram post is just covered in photos of all of them. And literally, yeah, Dean, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he's as cute as he sees. Like, you can't not love Dean. Okay, enjoy. Oh, and if anybody has a video of me getting humped by Alex on stage, please post it on our Facebook page. And if anybody has a video of Dean getting humped by Alex on stage, please post it on our Facebook page and or email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Okay, enjoy.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yeah, sexy times at noon in the opium den.
I just got one little question.
Wow, we're doing this!
Steps is rose, sing it if you know it!
Oh, you accept this rose into your world.
I'll take your fucking rose.
May I touch you? So many lawsuits!
Get in there, get to the people! Get to the people, Arden!
We accept
get to the people!
To your world.
I've already lost control of Arden.
Hi! Is my mic on?
It is.
I have a sprained ankle.
How are you going to get back? Okay.
Hi.
We planned this.
First of all, you guys don't have to keep your voices down. You can keep your voices up, everybody!
This is awesome. I mean, it's noon and you guys are like alert.
It's noon.
And in public, it's amazing.
My name is Arden Marine. This is my platonic lover, Aaron Foley.
Thank you.
How many of you guys have heard the podcast before?
Yeah, a smattering.
If you're like, how do you get to be an adult woman in a pom-pom hat and a onesie hosting a Bachelor podcast? It's because you go through adolescence as the hottest girl in school. Check that fucking broad out. I did play Barb in my school production of Eaten by the Demogorgon of Stranger Things at the Quaker School.
You look fun. You know, collar up, ready for a good time.
You know what I like about her? She knows she looks good. It's like her fucking pop collar. She's like, if I'm not finger banged by noon behind the bleachers... And that's true today. If
Arden
I'm not finger banged by Dean by 12:45... He's here, and he's so fucking cute. I'm pretty sure he's been humped by every bear in San Francisco. Between Dean and Wells, you're like, oh, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to put you... Excuse me, how dare... Oh, my God, there's so many fucking hot bachelors. Where do you see Alex's pants? We got him here, and I did climb him like a Reese's monkey.
Yeah, his pants are spectacular. They took a separate flight. His pants just landed. We're pretty excited.
For all of you guys listening at home, we're sorry that you can't be here, because it's like Make-A-Wish for me.
There's thousands of people here. They had to build an extension on the tent. There are millions of people here.
If you guys were listening at home, Metallica is like, where did everybody go?
Metallica is four people. We have 3,000 people in
fucking
this tent.
Side note.
Metallica just canceled, you guys.
Side note. The saddest thing. Guys, I brought fucking merch, and I delivered like 40 t-shirts to the merch tent. If I sell one, it's like I could have a Metallica t-shirt, or I could get a May I Touch You So Many Lawsuits. Literally.
Lawsuits.
Not
go with
one
lawsuits.
Will be sold, but they are going to be over at the merch tent. Truly, truly.
Metallica just bought them all.
Metallica. Lars Ulrich is beating off into one right now. Is that the right name?
We're starting off classy.
Oh,
Classy.com with Arden.
I learned
Marine.
That the Gorillas are a band, and I saw them. And that Tribe Called Quest canceled twice.
But we're here. We did not cancel.
And we got Dean, motherfuckers. We got Dean. Aaron, what did we do last night?
Got hammered.
We
drank. We sang karaoke.
Oh, speaking of drinking, we want to bring up, we tried to get Jorge the bartender.
If you notice here, we have Ray. Could give a shout out to Ray for this gal helped me put this whole thing together. This morning, she cut out raccoons and crabs.
Huge round of applause, you guys. Huge round of applause.
We're going to bring out, we have our own bartender, just like Jorge. We have a gentleman named Josh with a bespoke handlebar mustache. And he has a thimble with my name on it. Josh, come on out.
Yay!
Look at that. Take your shirt off. Take your fucking shirt off. Barb needs skin. Oh, no, you can. Oh, you can leave
it on. It's Jorge adjacent. Jorge adjacent.
May I touch you? So many lawsuits. Hello, Josh. Thank you for joining us. May I have a thimble of champagne? So we're going
to. That's all it takes for Arden to get absolutely shit-faced.
We're going to have a drinking game. Do you guys have alcohol?
Oh, all right. I guess I'll start.
Can we pass out some? If anybody has whatever, here's our drinking game throughout the show. Anytime somebody says bone zone or I jump on one of the bachelors, you drink, okay? And scream, drink, drink, drink. You guys got it? Let's practice. Oh, I don't know what happened last night. I just got into the bone zone with Dean. Oh, God, you are my best University of Phoenix online night school. You're all going to become surgeons. Mwah. Thank you so much. Here's my thimble. Paget, who's backstage, gave it to me.
Bounce down, bounce down, bounce down.
It says just a thimbleful, and Paget found it online for me. So the bottom's up. Speaking of Paget, let's bring Paget Brewster. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from another period. And a man you know is Kenny.
Hey, Paget.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. And a man you know as Kenny Banya from Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's
Steve Heider.
Steve.
Yes.
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Bone Zone.
Yes. We might want our mics louder.
Is anybody over 30? Is anybody over 40? Would anyone like to meet Rolly Fingers?
All right. Thank you so much. All right. What would you like to drink?
I would like vodka.
What do you want to drink?
I want to bond with the audience.
Please,
has anybody
Josh?
Been overserved last night?
There
wow,
is.
It's a Christian group.
Nobody. I'll have another thimble of champagne, please. Okay. Well, Paget, Steven, did you guys have fun last night?
I did, yeah. We had a great time. Although I can't sing Toxic by Britney Spears.
That's hard. We did karaoke.
I didn't do well.
We went to Dimples in Japantown. We went to Dimples in Japantown with Kenny and Ben. Adorable. Ben Z and Kenny. And then we also went with Nick Kroll and Nick Thune. It was the weirdest.
It was such a random.
Nikki Glaser and Jason Mantzoukas. And then there was like four random, like, I don't know if they were Bachelor fans or comedy fans there, but we all just sang karaoke until we closed the place.
I have Dean's waist size. The over-under is 28. So get your money down.
Steven, and you tell me that you also looked like that.
That is actually my photo from when I... We are not so different. I actually lost my vagina in 1985.
When people say to me...
Nobody picked it up.
When people do interviews, they're like, oh, how do you become a female comedian? It's like exhibit A.
Yeah.
You don't become a female comedian unless you look like that.
By the way,
all through middle
it's
school.
It's interesting, they cut it off before the caption at the bottom that says, hello, bottom.
They don't care. They don't believe you. Well, everybody, Paget,
yeah.
Steven, what did you think of the finale of Rachel and Brian and Peter? Boo! They just wanted a ring, right? She just wanted that fucking
just
ring.
Just wanted that ring.
Clap if you think Brian has fake cheeks.
Surgically enhanced.
The people that aren't clapping, they hadn't seen the program. Because if you,
I'll take more champagne than that.
I'm just going to call it program because I'm 89.
How many people had a problem? People had a problem with Peter's approach of "I won't marry you"?
No, I supported it.
What is that approach?
I mean, it's 2 weeks. I mean, look, it is the game. It's the game, but I can see how after 2 weeks, if you're like, I guess, don't join The Bachelor.
Maybe that's not the show for you.
You got to speak into the mic because we're doing a podcast. Okay. Well, are you guys ready to get this show started? Let's start out with a bone zone, shall we?
Bone zone!
how people are doing it.
We have young, good-looking bachelors with nothing but hopes and dreams. Let's fuck them up.
All right. First up, I consider him my future ex-husband. I consider him my bachelor franchise boyfriend. I think if you guys have ever heard the podcast, you know who my true love is. I dragged him here from Nashville after he made cocktails in Mexico. My secret boyfriend, Wells Adams!
Wells!
Yeah, Wells sits in the middle. Wells sits in the middle. So we slide down. Yes. Please, sit right here, Bunny.
That one's me?
Yes.
How is everybody?
Oh, my God!
Who, by round of applause, who is still hungover?
Nope.
This is still drunk?
This is a responsible crowd.
I know. I don't.
Wells, you look great. Did you miss me?
I missed you.
You did.
Well, by the way, Arden, this is the fourth time we've been on this show.
Yeah.
Can I just be like a part of the cast now?
Yes. Why don't you just move to L.A.?
All right. We'll see.
What? You didn't come do karaoke with us last night, Wells.
I know. I'm sorry. And then I found out Nick Kroll was there.
Nick Kroll.
And Rafi.
Rafi. Nick Thune. Rafi. Rafi.
You don't understand. I saw them at the, like,
yeah,
the concessions, and I wanted to take a picture
with them. I texted you that, and you were like, not happening, lady.
I know.
Wells, so you are now, it is no secret, you are the new bartender.
Hold on,
Paradise.
Time out. When is this going to be released? Is it after Monday?
It's being released as we speak.
Why don't we do it after Monday? We'll do it after Monday. How about that? We'll do it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it Tuesday. Wells is the bartender.
Yes, I get Jorge fired in episode one. Fuck Jorge.
Oh, that's Padgett. Oh, look at Padgett's face.
Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
Friend.
Donald Trump.
He just FaceTimed me from British Columbia.
He FaceTimed
me
from
Canada.
Okay, he sent a video. I sent him a picture. I was making pozole, and I was like, oh, thinking of you.
What's pozole?
Pozole is the only thing we could eat at the Playa Sayulita where they shoot Bachelor in Paradise because we got sick on chicken tacos
did
from the town.
Can we get Padgett one more mic?
I really need one more
Padgett.
Mic.
Padgett, did you go there on your honeymoon? You went to that.
Yeah, we went there for
Christmas.
She
went to the hotel on her honeymoon and befriended Jorge.
He was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
The whole staff. It's great.
That's a true story.
Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Hold on. By the way, I love Jorge. I was kidding.
I know.
But
he's
fuck
Wells
Jorge.
Would never mean that. No, Jorge's great. He's
now,
lovely.
We think you might. Is that the greatest job? Because here's a question. Are you allowed to hump the contestants? Or because that way you don't get kicked off. Like, did you make out with a twin?
I didn't make out with a twin.
Did you make out with Ashley I?
She wasn't there.
Liar.
I have a feeling that she like could come out of
did
the wings.
Did you make out with Raven? Did you make out with Alex the Dolphin? You love Alex the Dolphin. I'm jealous of you and Alex the Dolphin.
Alexis.
I'm going to call her. She told me to call her Alex.
Oh, really?
With her eyes. I'm jealous. So are you guys dating?
Me and Alexis?
Yeah.
Yes. No, we're not dating.
She's
awesome, though.
Did you make out with anyone in Paradise?
You got to watch this show.
So that's a beauty.
Oh, you banged everybody.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Did you get into the bone zone?
Yeah.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
Okay. If anybody needs a drink from Josh, let's take a drink. One drink request. Does anybody want a cocktail? Ma'am, with the glasses, what would you like from Josh?
Rolly fingers.
Can
Rolly
she have
fingers.
A screwdriver? What's your name, love? Sarah's going to get a drink from Josh, a screwdriver. More to come. More to come, alcoholics. Keep it down.
Screwdriver.
Okay, so.
By the way, who knew there'd be 800 people here at noon?
Oh my God!
What a crowd!
What a crowd! The Who is feeling so insecure right now.
I feel like this is like Trump's inauguration, where we're just like inflating the numbers.
It is. This is just.
There are millions of people here.
I am just like Melania. I am dead inside.
Blink if you need help. Blink if you need help, Melania. Blink if you need help.
Trying to figure out how to get out of this opium den without having to screw a businessman. I don't know how it's going to happen. Wells, question. So I think to me, it's that you being the bartender feels like the best position. I mean, like you got to go and be funny and hang out. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Well, we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. No, be honest. To be honest, it was the best job. No one's ever done it, right? Like, no one's ever been a contestant and then, like, got to, like, kind of be a part of the show. Like, Harrison was never, like, on The Bachelor and then became the host. So it was kind of unprecedented. So they were like, well, let's see what happens.
And most people just go on with the rest of their lives.
I know, right? Not me, Heitner. I'm going to ride this way forever. Like you, Seisco.
Yeah,
come on, give us one catchphrase, Steve. Give us one catchphrase.
Let me just say this.
Give us one catchphrase.
And I don't know how the lighting is in here, but there's no one more heterosexual than me, right? But let me tell you, if I ever hop over that gay fence, I want to land on fucking Wells. That's what I want to
land. We all
do. That's gold, Jerry, gold.
I want you to know that that young man up there is feeling the same way, too. That young boy is hoping to... My people would say to my mother in the general store in Little Compton, Rhode Island, to Jenna Marie, and they would go, what a polite young gentleman you have about me.
I am going to close on her mother.
True story. Okay, so you're doing stand-up now, Wells.
Yeah, apparently. No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, is that like a rumor that's going
on? Ben Z said you did like 15 minutes for them in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, well...
Or do you just like to torture your friends,
yeah,
hold them hostage, and tell them jokes?
So I guess we can talk about it. When the show stopped...
Yeah.
Because the show stopped.
I just packed with a fresh drink.
And everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
And I remember we all like got together and the cameras stopped rolling and it was just like a weird vibe.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'll tell you guys a story. And
yeah,
then I just told a story about an embarrassing sexual moment. And it was...
Was it with me?
It was with you.
Oh my God. Thank God.
It was with JoJo and then she sent me home.
Oh my God. That
Argentina.
Was...
Argentina.
Can I tell you, we were watching you. I felt like...
Fireman's outfit didn't fit. We all have memories.
But that made you relatable. If you hadn't fainted in that fireman's outfit, or if you had stuck your landing with that kiss at your...
I know.
Beso me, Wells. Beso me.
Do you know
is
how...
that Spanish?
Oh, thank you.
You know how brutal that is to be, like, waiting for the kiss?
Yeah.
And then it happens, and then she's like... We go to dinner, and she's like, you're the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this kiss.
Yeah.
Now get the fuck out of here right now.
I do know
do
how
you
that
know
feels.
What that means?
I do.
You kissed her on a slippy slide.
I know.
I know. It was a slippy. I said to Padgett last night, years ago, I got taken out to Benihana in Oxnard, California. I don't want to brag. I got dry hopped near a strawberry field and never called again. And I don't know what I did. So it's a similar story.
That was last fall.
That was last fall. And that person who dry humped me, Chris Harrison. Very gentle lover.
I want his job.
Very gentle. Oh, my God.
So gentle.
Anna, how are we doing on time? 4 minutes. Okay.
Oh, all right,
hey,
we get it.
Hey,
everyone loves
my
Dean.
My twink is out here right,
right
now. You will not disrespect my twink. I caught him and I've captured him. He's been under my floorboards for 14
Lady, we got 4 minutes,
months.
All right? Relax.
4 minutes. 4 minutes. Just so you know, he's the closer. So just settle in.
Yeah.
What do you need to drink, honey?
You like the over or the under on 28
Dean,
ways?
Bring this girl a drink right now.
Yeah, Dean, bring 28 her a
get
drink.
Dean to take.
Oh my,
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God.
You got your wristband?
Are you fucking kidding me?
You know, fuck you guys.
Will you play
this
Barracuda?
Is my time.
Katie, will you play Barracuda? Katie, will you play Barracuda?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Where did Dean go? He's bringing the drink. Oh, Dean.
Shake that noise.
Come on.
Your thimble is all over.
Your thimble is. We're all going to be electrocuted.
Here we go. Oh.
Right there.
Dean, just so you know, I'm ruining 2 minutes of your time.
Oh my God, she's freaking out.
Are you fucking kidding me? Come on.
There's 50,000 people in this tent freaking out right now.
15,000 people are going crazy.
Oh my God, they just had to take the roof off the tent and build a new roof.
Well...
I'm dropping the wayside to 26. 26 ways.
Did you see? Well, we'll get to that. He's wearing, like, Vans. He's wearing Vans with his... Who knows what happened to Dean since he landed in San Francisco? It's a dusty place here in Outside Land. The boy is basically wearing Keds, and he's got his big toe poking through the hole. Something has happened to Dean in San Francisco.
Only a man that pretty can have his toe coming out of a shoe, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
I know. They're like, Dean, God. Do you just want to hold him?
I just want to hold
you. I want to put him in a baby Bjorn and have him squeeze my tits.
Wells, can you tell us, did people find love in BIP?
Yeah, there is some love. I will say this, that this show's going to be different. Because
okay. See you later, Arden.
I love Wells.
Because we had to like squash so much filming and do like a
why
couple
what
days.
Happened?
There I don't
I didn't hear anything about why the show
I
shut
didn't
down.
Hear anything.
What I don't
happened?
Know.
Did something happen?
What would happen when you put 85 hot messes into a pool?
I can't I imagine when you put DeMario and Corinne and cameras and alcohol.
Wow,
I can't imagine.
It's weird that something
spicy.
Went wrong.
I was told that hot Russian chick would be here.
Nobody Christina?
Yeah.
She has a name.
She is here.
Hello.
She is here. She is
I've
here.
She's coming
here
out
whole
later.
Time, Steve.
We got you, Steve.
I've been here whole time. Whole time, right here.
Guys,
Steve's going to
so
hear a lot
hungry.
Of nyet. Nyet. Nyet.
Nyet.
Nyet.
Somebody nyet. Give me a piece of hard roll.
Italian
I'm
women
starving.
Tell me nyet.
So,
well, hold on, well, answer your question. I would say that this season's going to be a lot funnier than, and the show is funny anyways, but.
It's the best show on television.
Because it was squashed down, there's not a ton of, like, love stories, so there's a lot of, like, funny stories that
I
come
love
out.
It.
It's going to be the best season ever.
Do you guys love Paradise? I mean, when you heard it was back, you're like, I can fucking wake up in the morning again. Okay, you guys. Wells, will you stay out here because you are our bachelor liaison?
No, I'm going to stay out here because I'm now a part of your show.
Aww.
All right?
Do you think that Wells and I have chemistry?
Yes.
Right? It's good, right? But he didn't come out last night. And I texted him in a solo text, and he kind of was like, I'm not coming. And I thought, I get it. All right, anyway, moving on.
I've heard that before.
I need a number thimble. A number thimble.
Oh, Arden,
shit.
Arden.
She's wasted.
Arden, be careful.
That thing I got her on eBay holds less than an
you
ounce
can cut me out.
Of anything.
What's that, bunny?
That doesn't even hold an ounce of liquor, and you've already spilled half of it on the floor.
Thank
and
you
you're
so
drunk.
Much. Guess what? Guess who sprained her ankle yesterday at Outside Land?
Can I read the Art text Marine. You sent me at 2:30 in the morning?
They don't want to know. It'll make them sad, but go for it. Don't feel sad. I'm doing okay, guys.
Okay, Arden, she's fine, but she texted this to me at 2:30 in the morning.
After karaoke.
What's that say?
Not bad for a girl with a sprained ankle. No, I can't read that.
It's too sad. They know, though. You can say it. Here's the thing. Is it going to bum you out when you hear
why
real life?
No, it's
she
an
texted
inspiration.
Me, not bad for a girl with a sprained ankle, a dead dad, and day four of a Z-Pack.
My dad died 2 weeks ago. Don't be sad, guys, because I'm here and this is my make-a-wish. And it's okay. He was sick for a long time. Steve, why did you say that? It's okay, you guys. I'm fucking
it's all
here.
Good. It's all good.
It is all good. Life happens, guys. We're all going to die. Oh, all right, here we go.
Paradise.
All right, great. Thank you for bringing that up, Steve. I'm so glad they
life
all know
happens,
that.
Life happens, we're all going to die.
That is not what this podcast needed. It's okay. I'm literally okay. I'm going home next week. Okay. I mean, I was home, and then I'm going back. I literally left home to watch a couple of British baking shows come see you. And then I'm going to go watch Paradise with my mother and Mittens the kitten. So we're
I'm
all
literally spreading the ashes next week.
Okay, they don't want to know. He is, but they don't want to know that.
Paradise.
Okay, Steven. They don't want to know that.
On heaven's
they don't want to know that. They don't want to know that.
Almost 7,500 more people just came into the chat, you guys.
That's got to be 4 minutes.
You guys, okay. We got a time limit. Bone down.
In your
bone down. We got to keep it going.
I like that I took the
we're
high
back.
Falsetto
we're
there.
Back.
Number two. Coming out next is a guy that we met last night. He was brave enough to come to karaoke. He is fucking hot as shit in person. He's
Peter, everybody.
No.
He is a great dad. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin!
Watch this, Kenny and Arden. Arden and Kenny. Arden's shit.
Kenny for Bachelor.
Yes.
Who's
yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute. Phone zone.
Who needs a drink?
Here?
You! You glasses! Glasses! What do you want?
There's yeah. a legal
gin and tonic.
A little bit of OJ.
Can we get a gin and tonic?
Gin and tonic, yes!
I
gin
don't
and tonic.
Think this is legal.
Will you have Dean bring her a gin and tonic? A gin and tonic?
Oh my god.
He doesn't have tonic or gin. Surprise
something
her.
Something in a bucket!
I like
tonic!
That. I don't give a I'll shit as long one. As Dean's mimosa, coming out mimosa. Of here with something
I
in his hand.
I just want some Dean.
Whatever.
Okay, Kenny. How about Kenny, you guys?
Arden, do
What's
it.
What's up, y'all? Y'all having a good time?
Arden, you got to do it. You got to do your call.
Okay.
Do the call,
Anna,
Arden.
Are you ready to film this? You need to film this.
This
we'll
is
do
the
it
moment
in a second.
I've been waiting for.
So I don't know. Do you guys know on the podcast that I do an impression of Kenny?
Yes.
I just heard about this.
Oh, let's do this. So
much, all right, I gotta wait till Anna's ready. Are you ready?
You ready?
Okay, ready. Snicky, snicky, snick.
Snake in the grass.
You sound like a crazy person.
Thank you so much.
No, you were
Kenny,
right.
Kenny,
no,
you do you right. do that you every right. time you Cheers. Climax?
Cheers. Cheers, Kenny.
More sneaky snake than ha ha ha.
Oh, my God. Kenny.
Oh, you sneaky snake.
Yes.
Oh.
Steven, we just so enjoyed you last night.
Let me tell you something. I fell in love with a man named Kenny last night.
It happens. It happens
I thought,
a lot.
I asked him this question. It's like, you have moments in your life and you think, you know what? Maybe I'll be a professional wrestler. And then you think to yourself, that didn't work out. Maybe The Bachelor. What's next, Kenny? Where are you? What's next?
Maybe I'll try Seinfeld.
Oh!
Bone Zone!
Bone Zone!
Kenny, did you, first of all, your daughter, Mackenzie, is so adorable.
Awesome.
Thank She's
awesome.
So cute.
Thank you.
How old is she?
Mackenzie is 10 going on like 38.
Did you guys go to Disneyland?
We did go to Disneyland.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Was it fun?
Well, the funny thing is like, I had a birthday, like, the whole thing planned. I had a cabana at Dre's. Like, I live in Vegas, so
yeah.
I had all this stuff going on. And, you know, Chris Harrison's like, hey, you're going to Disneyland. I was like, shit, it's my birthday. I ain't going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
But so the whole thing was I was going to take her. Her mom came out, so I was going to take her and, like, drop her off at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Get on a plane and take my ass to Vegas to go have some adult fun. So we get to Disneyland. Like, the whole time she's giving me the side eye, like, you really about to take your ass out. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. You guys are going to have a good time. And then we get to Disney, and then, like, there's a whole thing like, hey, Kenny and Mackenzie, welcome to Disney.
You can't be the dick that leaves her.
And I was like, fuck, all right, can I change my flight, please? And then we went to Disneyland. So.
Oh, did she have the best time?
No, she had a great time. She had a really good time.
Oh, my God. Did you have, overall, what was your favorite part of the season? Like, what was the most fun for you? Because you were so charming on it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, Wells.
Well, I, you know, like...
Already?
The, well, no.
We shared a moment backstage,
no,
and now you're leaving
no,
me? I get
no,
it.
No, you know I love you, Wells.
You know, I think my favorite part is just, like, in retrospect, just kind of, like, the people that I met, like, the friends that I made. I went on that show with the very, like, Drake, like, no new friends.
Does, like, Drake not like friends?
Drake doesn't want any new friends.
Really,
I've not heard
doesn't.
The song.
Because no. Drake keeps DMing me, and it's so weird. Like, I need a friend.
I'd ask Rihanna about that first. Like,
I don't think I'm going to, I don't want to cross her.
How did you feel about your exit that night?
You know,
in seeing it when it aired, how did you feel about...
I'll say that that was probably the most mature breakup that I'll ever have.
It was great.
Ever,
and you
had.
Were a gentleman, and you were wonderful.
You also look cute in a shawl collar.
Well, it's just one of those... it's just one of those things where when you can actually, like, come to that point with somebody that you have feelings for, and you can do it from an emotional and a logical standpoint. Like, I was scared to death about hometowns.
Yeah.
I was not really worried, like, prepared to bring ABC and the cameras and Rachel and all this stuff to my hometown and get my little girl swept up and all of
yeah.
that. And then, you know, Rachel was going to cut my ass anyway, so then what was the point of all that?
Yeah. Did you feel that? Did you feel
all
that?
All y'all saying, better come give me a hug later on if you're saying,
I have a feeling that's a yes.
Open for business, Kenny.
She's a great hugger.
Wait, hold on.
He's
here's
a really great hugger. I would take him up on it.
Throughout the entire show, has anyone ever looked as good as Kenny looked on that last episode? Because I was watching that show, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be the fucking Bachelor.
Yeah. Kenny for Bachelor. I tweeted Kenny
nobody
for Bachelor.
Wants to see that, right?
I do.
We do.
We all do.
And then Mackenzie also is there, and then there's like other like middle schoolers that are vying for her love.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
No, no, no. That'll
right?
be that'll
At
be called
Mackenzie
how Kenny
doesn't
Ken
look
Ken
like
did someone say middle school?
I didn't think you were going to go down that path, Wells. I thought Mackenzie's there to help. You know, with the process, yeah, not.
No, Wells is trying to get
the...
a lawsuit. Like, I have to break some little boy's leg, and then, yeah. I'm gonna charge it to Wells.
Kenny broke up. Like, hey, we're not breaking up. I'll see you later.
Oh yeah, you did. I liked that.
Yeah, it was that kind of thing.
That.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
I thought it was gotta great. It I think Wells has a point that it was a great breakup.
It was thoughtful
and adult and mature, and you did the right thing, and I really respected it, and I thought it was great.
When you really like when you have feelings for somebody and you're cool, like your friends first mm-hmm. with that, you can have those kind of like logical like, hey, listen, I like you and you like me, yeah. but maybe this isn't it. Like,
Arden
isn't
and
time
I have
and
this
all.
Conversation every 3 days.
I know.
Like, Arden, we yeah. started out as friends.
And I am pursuing you
and
so
you're
hard.
Super straight.
I'm so straight.
It's probably not gonna work.
You
and
know
then
what?
We high five and we're
Who
fine.
Wants to see them scissor?
All right! I've got short legs, but they're strong. They're
Steve,
strong.
You're
they're
turning strong. Into creepy old man.
Yeah, Wait. This is San Francisco. This is not the right crowd for that, Steve.
You mean I don't have to drink?
My bad.
Yeah, actually, San Francisco's like, let's eat up. I actually did scissor a gal at a wedding accidentally in Napa. My friend Lori, who's here. Where's Lori?
Lori! Who you took a photo of on my driveway?
Lori, we did a podcast with Lori. It's Padgett's. She's
my
right
nemesis.
There. Lori's wedding.
Lori knows more about The Bachelor than I do, and it hurts me.
Lori.
It hurts me.
Lori, at her wedding, I accidentally scissored the trainer of the... And she...
How do you accidentally
Yeah. We need some more about that. Accidentally rubbing vaginas.
She challenged me to a leg wrestling contest.
As you do at a wedding.
And
wait, Lori's wedding. You scissored Lori at Lori's wedding.
No, not Lori. Her trainer. And I said, and she was really cute. She looked like Dolph Lundgren.
Wait, Lori or the trainer?
The trainer. And then, well, everyone was arm wrestling, and then I was, like, winning, which was weird.
This is the gayest wedding ever.
Clearly. And then, it was really gay. And then I was winning at arm wrestling, which is strange because clearly I'm not that sporty. And then the trainer goes, Lady Dolph goes, we should totally leg wrestle. So then I was like, fuck yeah, let's leg wrestle. And then I was like leg wrestling everybody. And then my date walked up and I was scissoring everybody in the greater Napa Valley area. Turns out they tricked me and they let me win.
Everyone's a winner when you scissor.
Thank you so much.
Winner, scissor dinner.
So I make one scissor reference and I'm an asshole.
Winner, can that be the name of our podcast? That was a bad high five.
I got a drink and a mic.
Winner, scissor dinner. Okay, there we go. Winner, scissor dinner. What does that card mean, Anna? 2 minutes. Okay. Steven, you have some questions for Kenny.
I do have some questions for Kenny. I feel like, and I don't mean to get all racial, thought the way you handled that shit was amazing that you didn't bring anger to it. Like, you were eloquent. And I
almost paradise.
Am I wrong?
No, the tricky thing.
Wasn't he smart and eloquent and dealing with
Lee
that bullshit?
Yeah, Lee was a fucking fucktard.
Well, I think everybody can agree that Lee's a dickhead, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so, like, you can
he
beat up
like
a dickhead.
He was like Darth Vader level dickhead. Like, he was
legit. Darth Vader's cool. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. He was worse than Vader.
No, he's like Jar Jar Binks dickhead level.
In Lee's eyes.
Yeah, any Star Wars nerds?
Wait, hold on. Were you? So you didn't see like his tweets and stuff before you went on the show?
No, of course not.
So after the show, were you more annoyed?
No.
Or were you just like, he's just a dick?
No, well, actually, like, I gave less of a fuck after I watched a look at the tweets because when it's a thing where... All I really thought about was Lee, like, he's looking around like, hey, man, I'm 5'2" and, you know, not attractive.
Is he that short?
Is he
like my size?
He's around that size.
He's 4'10".
I could scissor him and take him down.
Oh, listen, you could definitely scissor Lee because Lee has a vagina.
I'm not going to.
shooting bullets over
here. The storyline is that you're cool.
But, you know, it was just, you know, Lee's just a guy that I just felt was just out of his element. He's
out of
his league.
I love the way you phrased that. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, man, you're just out of your league.
He's out of his league.
He was out of his league just on planet Earth. Like, bro.
So why beat up an asshole like that? You have to dress the guy down like that.
I'm giving you props. I was amazed at how, even on camera, you were able to be that present and that intelligent and not buy into the bullshit.
Because he's going to learn a lot more if I dress him down intellectually than if I whip his ass.
I agree.
Kenny, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Kenny, will you stay out here?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm good.
Okay.
Can I stay?
Yeah, you can. So you guys are going to slide down. All right, we need to have, I'll sit here. So our next person, this was the Make-A-Wish person that I flew in for my platonic best friend, Aaron and Anna. We saw this gentleman on the season. We saw a purple zebra suit. We saw a top knot. We didn't see enough of this fucking guy. We were like, who are you? Why we need to fly you in from Detroit this morning? Get on the fucking plane, Alex, you guys. Yes.
My ding ding dong.
Oh yes. Scissor guys.
Scissor.
He's got a hat job.
You're welcome, America. Wow.
Sexy stuff.
Wow. I told you he was my favorite.
He was my favorite. What did I just say?
Arden is real fucked up right now.
Oh, my God.
I'll have mine later, Alex.
Holy
thank you.
Shit. You guys, I only know men in Batman shirts. For the viewers at home, ma'am, m'lady, sunglasses, my friend, what is your name, sweet queen?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren, will you please explain to the viewers at home what you just saw?
Probably the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
And so a man walked out, a god.
Exactly.
And a legging, would you say he's wearing? What is he wearing? What would you describe that he's wearing?
Navajo pajama pants.
A teenage stoner would wear, but I love it.
And then what did he... Did I not just get pregnant by Alex Hussing?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm probably not.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you so much.
It was very close. Listeners at home. It's
I'm literally flush.
I cat stretch jegging.
What can I get you to drink? Oh, that hat looks good on you. What can I get you to drink, Bunny?
Give me some... The hydrogen monoxide.
All right. I've lost my thimble. Oh, I can't
remember.
Okay.
We got a real wild card
Aaron,
up here,
and
I love every second.
Do you want to sit next to Alex?
Arden to the ground, took his shirt off, and simulated a missionary penetration.
Oh, my God. I've not been that
but
aroused.
But more athletic than any one of us have ever had in bed.
I have not
I
been.
I would have broken my back. My back would have been broken.
The last time I was that aroused was when I thought I met Dolph Lundgren.
Hold on, guys. I'm really sorry. We have to shut down this podcast. There have been allegations of sexual misconduct. Everyone go home.
Everybody agreed to everything. That's everybody agreed funny. To everything.
My pants
Bones
just
down.
Unbuttoned by themselves.
Alex.
10,000 people just walked into the tent, you guys. Our numbers are at 171,000.
Alex, you are a fascinating creature.
Thank you.
We loved you on the season. I said I wanted to climb you like a Reese's monkey. And you did. I feel like
and
I
you
did.
Did. You just did.
I feel like I did. I've never felt safer.
Safety comes first.
Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? What is the deal? I'm fascinated. What's your job?
My job is actually less fascinating than that. I do IT and accounting, which is like...
What?
Fuck, that's sexy. What? I'm sorry. I fucking love that. That is so goddamn sexy. If you said personal trainer, I'd be like, meh.
Pageant just climaxed.
Love it. My pants unbuttoned by themselves when he threw you to the ground.
I play fight in my underwear for a living, and I didn't even get that.
Okay.
Arden.
You're like the Arden, hot coworker.
Marine.
People...
He peed in the pool. Address it.
Oh, shit.
Address it. Address it.
Wait, hold on.
Didn't he
eat a salamander,
too? Can we get a show of hands? Who has peed in the pool?
I peed in a pool.
None of you are coming to my hot tub. I don't have a pool.
None of us own pools. None of us own pools. That's why we pee in them. It's like, this will never be mine. God, I need to get on a show. Okay, Aaron.
You're like the hot, fun coworker where people come to you with, like, questions they already know the answer to, just to get into your cubicle and be like, I'm having trouble crunching these numbers. Take your pants off. I mean, that's what
it happens. It does.
Right. Well, you want those pants are spectacular.
It said that one time you ate a salamander. And Padgett called that the gentle miniature. How did that happen?
Right.
That did happen. There's actually a video of that out there that I was holding. I'm holding it back for now.
Yeah.
What happened was I swam in college. I was on the swim team, and we did our fundraising at a Renaissance Festival. And
as you do.
Yeah. As you do, and
I'm on board right now.
Yeah, so we found a salamander one day, and it kind of just
happened.
Offended you?
Yeah, it just kind of happened, and someone dared me to.
He insulted your family.
Yeah,
he yelled at your sister, so you ate him.
No, none of those things happened.
The salamander must have done something untoward.
It literally was innocent. The salamander was
innocent. Salamander.
How did you get on The Bachelor? Like, how
they
did
called
you...
me, honestly. So
is that true? Is that true that everybody says that?
Of course they did. Look at him.
I mean, I would call you if I knew you existed on planet
Earth.
He's
got a good story. You did the
casting. Wait, what happened?
Arden, he manspreads. Address it.
I don't care. Great. This guy is huge.
How did they have your number? What happened?
I'm pretty sure it came out. I did like an extras role for Superman versus Batman. I'm pretty sure they got it from that.
I've been an extra in everything, and nobody's ever called.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was an extra.
Who are you rooting for, Batman or Superman?
Superman. I mean, that's obvious.
I don't know. I'm
what?
On the bench.
Wow, I had no idea that would
Seriously.
Really separate the crowd.
I'm out of here.
Seriously.
One of our producers, Anna, has been obsessed with you, and she wants to come out. She's got a couple of questions. Anna Hosnier, everybody.
Anna. We have questions about your purple suit because I'm.
Oh my God,
love
suit. Your fashion is amazing. Okay, here comes Anna. Anna, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, Anna!
Anna, have at it.
So I'm like the token foreign person in this group.
I'm Irish.
Sure, okay. So I had a few questions. You were telling me backstage that they told you to play up your foreignness.
Where are you from?
Yeah, tell us where you're from.
Originally, I'm from Russia.
Hello!
Нет.
Нет.
Правда.
So, yeah, I grew up and I moved here when I was 13. My dad was recruited to work on the particle accelerator.
Wow.
That's hot.
So, but yeah, no, actually I grew up like in rural Russia on the farm. We didn't have running water. I had to walk to the well.
Wow.
And then with a bucket to get some water.
That is so hot.
How hot do you have to be to tell this story?
I mean, I was a kid at that point.
How old are you?
How fucking
bucket?
Hot do you have to be to tell this story?
You have to be good looking or else the women are going to leave. San Francisco. This man. Are you guys enjoying yourselves? I mean, that's a great story. I'm sorry you had to walk with a bucket. And,
let's stop. If Alex wasn't like insanely good looking, y'all would be like, so?
Yeah, same goes for Dean. If I had a hole in my shoe, I'm pretty sure someone would have thought I was
Fair
homeless.
Enough.
We
enough.
All have Fair shit, enough. You guys. I looked like that until I was 20. Okay. Would you
So then you moved to Detroit?
Yeah, I moved to Detroit, and I've been up there ever since.
So they told you to play up your foreignness?
Yeah, honestly, because I moved out here, I was starting high school, so high school up, and the last thing you want to do in high school is stand out. Like, you kind of want to fit in. So I got rid of most of my accent, try and wear... Well, not, no longer.
Those pants.
Yeah. I wasn't wearing anything.
I was
trying to fit in really hard for a while. And,
real
so
hard.
Yeah,
you real
fit,
hard.
Right. You were clearly trying to blend right in.
I thought I was living a lie.
So I've Americanized pretty heavily at that point. But So when they told me, like, oh, be, like, more Russian, like, say, talk in Russian, I'm like, I only speak Russian to my parents, really, at this point.
It's amazing.
And
it's
to so Donald Trump. Am I right?
Yeah. So,
but I guess they thought it was a cool little fact that I was Russian, and I actually usually don't even bring it up just because it's
But your weird. Accent's fantastic.
You and Dean were amazing during the Viking Games outtakes. Was he your
so
buddy
cute.
in the house? Who did you hang out with?
No, so the thing with Dean is actually they cut out our feud.
It was
so
amazing.
Because
it was
of
great.
Continuity, or we have to continue to pretend to be friends now.
yeah, I saw you backstage. It was
they
so
didn't show
awkward.
Our feud, so now it wouldn't make sense if we hated each other.
Yeah, exactly. You need to show that anything that matters is on TV.
I still hate you. I hate you too.
No one hates Dean.
Girls, no, you're no. both pretty. But overall, did you have fun at that? You were killing it at the Viking Day. That was sort of your jam.
This man right here was there.
What? The Viking King.
The Viking
is legit. The Viking King.
Why are you talking about those two fucking guys? The Viking guys? The Viking guys.
Strom and Swen.
I was the Blyking. He was the Blyking. You know, the Black Viking. See what I did?
Was it hard to keep it together when they kept saying to you, we are Vikings?
Well, one of them would say Viking, and the other one would say Viking. So we're like, all right, well, which one of y'all is not going to get our fingers chopped off?
I wish they had a spinoff. I could have watched those two fucking guys,
actually,
right?
That actually was probably the most fun group date I was
100%,
on.
100%.
And Kenny will tell you, I actually went undefeated that whole day.
Uh-oh.
But they cut me out. So.
I know, and then Kenny took a hit. Kenny took a hit.
And they gave it to Kenny.
We also need to talk about Alex, the dancing, because it was
yes.
in the background.
Yes.
And then the Ellen episode, all of a sudden we're like, what? Who is that?
Yeah, that's
And you were dancing like a goddamn fucking champion.
No, we know Kenny talked about he had been a dancer. He'd been a Chippendales dancer.
I worked at Chippendales before, yes.
Yeah. There needs to be a dance-off, I think.
Yes! How do you know?
Did that happen?
Yes! Kenny!
There needs to be a dance-off.
To the audience! To the audience!
Bone
Kenny.
Zone.
Let's get it.
We gotta play some music. Yes, it's off the rails. It's off the rails. Off the rails.
Animal print.
Sexy and I know it. Yes. People listening at home, nobody has their clothes on. Nobody has their clothes on. Yes. Oh my God.
It's wild.
Oh my God. There's not enough alcohol right now. For everybody listening, nobody has their pants on.
Oh my God.
The pants are off.
No, that was. Oh my God.
Really
that was me. I got so excited. Guys,
it's really wet on the stage right now.
I don't even know what happened.
Round of applause, you guys.
Round of applause. That was a goddamn dream sequence. That's what it was.
Sorry, but anybody that's not in this tent really made an error in judgment this morning, right?
Error.
Arden, everybody is here. There are 43,000 oh people here now.
Thank you so much, California. We really needed this.
You guys,
really
Tribe
like
Called Quest just canceled.
We are the new Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest just canceled.
You know what? They're just cool. You guys.
I came a little.
Oh. They're not
can
liking
I just,
that.
Can I be just the K-tip?
Creepo McCreeper Pants.
You guys.
It's just getting creepier to the right.
Anna, how are we doing on time? Okay,
I don't care. Just more dancing.
I just want to say that this truly is my make-a-wish. I feel like I'm back in the world. Like,
Thank
I
you.
Feel
Patrick.
Better about myself.
Alex, last question. Do you have a single gay sister that looks just like you and wears those pants?
Dean.
Oh, you beat me to it. Oh.
Will you guys come out with us tonight? Aaron and I are singing at the goddamn comedy jam tonight at the Rickshaw Stop. Will you guys come dance with us on stage?
Yes.
Dance. Will you guys come?
I'll dance anyway.
It's at 9:30. Okay, I'm so delighted you came. Thank you so much,
Alex,
for coming.
You are our favorite.
Alex.
Seriously, you are so much fun
and
on the
Kenny.
Show.
What
and Kenny!
Kenny!
I'm just saying,
I just disappeared.
We got the best.
Oh, my God.
And then
you
Wells.
I have to take my hat back, but
well,
not
Wells,
because I don't love you.
Wells, we know we love you.
Kenny, thank you so much for coming.
I love you too.
Oh, my God. You guys, Alex and Kenny, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Are you having fun? This is truly the most exciting. I have been, like, I'm literally, every time where they're like, we got Kenny, we got Alex, I've been screaming in my, you understand. You understand. Lauren, you know. Lauren, you knew, I've been texting you for weeks about it. I am like a predator, and I'm locked and loaded on these gentlemen, and I'm like, we got our dream lineup. I'm sorry that it's raining men, but apparently Rachel has an engagement party in Dallas.
Cheeks, 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 cheeks.
Yeah, we should call people out that are not here because of the engagement party.
We invited Raven was confirmed and kind of ghosted me a lot.
She did.
She was kind of like, "Yeah, I'll be there," and then
no,
I was like, "Fuck
no,
you."
Raven's great.
Oh, okay, Raven's great. Raven's great.
She had to go to a party.
She was a little tough to deal with. And then we did. Raven said yes, and then disappeared. And then we tried to get Alexis.
I really wanted Alexis to be
here. I know you did. Thank you. You got my back. Okay. Moving on. Are you guys ready for the show to continue? Up next, we have a man that once this airs on Monday, you'll know he has a huge storyline coming up on Monday. You know him from Caitlyn's season. He literally looks like Superman. He is sweet as can be. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Z! Ben!
No, play.
All right.
Play Bruce Springsteen, Zord in the USA. That's what she's
telling me. Thank you. Oh, my God. Ben Z! Are you fucking kidding? Come on in, you guys.
Oh, here, Wells, hand me that.
Start dancing, Ben.
Take your clothes off and dance. That's what you gotta do.
No, I'm handing.
What? We have an extra. Oh,
that's his mic.
Hi.
Do you need a drink, Boo?
No, I'm good.
What would you like, Bunny?
Tequila one.
Okay, you guys, Ben. Can I just take a moment for the listeners at home? We're civilians, and every fucking Bachelor contestant I've met is like, they look handsome on TV, and then you meet them in life, and you're like,
so much more
you're
handsome.
So much better looking than anyone I know. Do you know what I mean? You're like, so much better
looking
than anyone I know.
Thank you, Arden. Thank you.
Steve, I didn't know.
Ben, do you have a single lesbian sister that looks just like you?
Ben.
It's, one of these days, someone's going to say yes.
Dean, we're actually related.
I guess I'm dating Dean, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's enough Dean for
Dean,
all of us.
They need more drinks. Get out there.
Who wants a drink?
Who wants a drink?
Oh, my God.
We're not allowed to give you alcohol.
56
so who wants a
tonics.
Diet Coke? Diet Coke? Will you, Dean, bring my lady with the glasses in the third row a Diet Coke? Because we're not allowed to give you alcohol. I'm sorry.
No.
I know, but that lady in the third row gets a Diet Coke.
People have been running up, shaking their head this whole time. You can't serve them alcohol.
Okay, no.
And I've been trying to tell Arden.
It doesn't matter. I heard it, and I didn't care. I was like, I'm giving them alcohol. Ben Z, how, let me ask you a question. You were out in the real world. Like, you did Caitlyn's season, and then how long has it been since, was it weird to be out in the real world and then go back to paradise? Like, you've been back in life for a while.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. They.
Please, let's lube you up. Let's get some social lubrication.
Drink. Oh, there's, hold on.
Here we go. There's Dean.
There's a delivery.
Dean, everybody.
Dean.
Over there.
Bone Zone.
He's wearing the hat.
Bone Zone.
Drink. Okay. Okay.
No, I was in the real world. The real world for about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
I went right back to work, but I will tell you that it has been absolutely insane the last 2 years.
What do you do?
I'm a personal trainer, fitness professional.
Listen, I believe that from you. I'm saying, Alex, the wild card, you know, obviously he had to be in IT.
Of course.
When
you
had to be like off. Crazy and sexy.
When
you find Ben, I'm
when
not
you see that
twerking
and that shirtless move, you're like, that's an IT guy if I've ever seen that.
That's what I'm saying. With
Someone fix my keyboard.
When you see those Navajo pants and those pecs, you're like, that guy's going to do my taxes.
You're also a bodybuilder. I thought you went into full-time bodybuilding.
No.
That was me.
I did one show.
Did you win?
We're watching Ben say no to a woman for the first time.
I have some standards.
Oh, and it's me.
Let me tell you something about Ben. Let me say, Ben did TV and stuff. This guy was getting laid long before TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you are a very handsome man. Am I correct? Is that a safe assumption?
Guys, I'll say this. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate
you must,
it.
And then, so you must have had what's your ideal woman? Like, if you've probably had lots of gals throwing themselves at you.
Is it
right there.
Does she look like
Barb? You see that girl in the back over there?
Is she eaten by a Demogorgon? Is that your ideal woman?
That
did she get eaten by
right
the pool
the
while her cool friend was getting dry humped?
What's your lady? What's your type?
What's your type?
Pretend I'm Patty Stanger. Is it Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman? Who's your celebrity crush, Ben?
My celebrity crush is Ava Mendez.
I can see that.
So like me.
basically she's blonde, gross. White girl.
White
with
girl
a beanie
with a pom-pom hat?
Pretty much.
And adult overalls? Okay, so you like Ava Mendez.
Have
you met and made love to 150 Ava Mendez lookalikes since you were on The Bachelor?
Good question.
No, only 149.
That's good. Is it insane the amount of, is it just a symphony of numbers getting... Is it a poon buffet that you are offered the second the show is done?
You get so laid so much, it's like being a woman.
No.
No, we say no.
I don't know if I agree.
Steven, the audience is not with you.
I don't care.
Somebody cut Steve off before they attack him.
No, but we have heard this. We've heard this over and over again because we're lucky enough, thanks to you, Arden, to meet people who have been on Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Thank you so much. It's my life's work.
The moment you're on TV in this country, if you're a man and you're young and you're hot, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it like the Olympic Village?
Of ladies.
Is it like the Olympic Village? Because, you know, the Olympians hump a lot.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that
because
a lot.
Because they're genetically superior.
Did you find
they should.
Love in
they
VIP?
Should.
You'll have to watch and find out.
Give us a hint.
Did you all sign non-disclosure agreements?
We all did. Yes.
That's what you can't tell us. You actually
you will have
can't
to watch
tell us.
Did you this
make
Monday.
Out? Did you make out in VIP?
That's their job. They have to
are you
say
it.
I may or may
out?
Not have. I cannot confirm or deny.
You had to make out. If you get at, girl.
I'm pretty psyched to see who you made out with.
There was a lot of making out.
Question. You were on Caitlyn's season. Do you remember... JJ and Clint, was it clear they were falling in love in the hot tub?
They found love.
They did. Were you like, what is going on?
It was, so like Kenny said, you get on the show and you get to know all these guys and you actually become really good friends.
That's what I have found from all
but
of you.
But not that good friends.
Yeah.
They took it to another level for
that
sure.
That was amazing. Did
Are
you
they
guys
still
love,
together?
Do you remember
Are they still
that?
Together?
One of them said, I didn't expect, it was Clint, said, I came here to meet my wife. I didn't expect to fall in love with a man. I love JJ. And I was like, this is the greatest.
It was one of the greatest plot lines of all time. It was
I think that's when the show really took off.
It was the
that's
greatest.
That's when it went to a whole other level.
And JJ was like a dad and an accountant from Denver who lived with his mom. I'm like, what is happening in this grotto?
But by the way, they're like, so we're in. In like a bachelor text chain.
It's the
together.
Most amazing group
and,
chat
and
ever.
And JJ is in that text chain.
Oh my god!
And JJ's texts are the greatest thing.
Tell
in the
me,
world.
Can
we,
like, what?
Can we just
Give
say that
one.
JJ
can you pull it out?
Lives
Give
at
your
home?
Phone?
JJ lives at home in his mom's basement.
He still lives in his mom's basement.
Hockey.
You guys, everybody, JJ!
Love him to death. JJ, let's bring him out.
No. He still lives at home. That's amazing. Have you met his mom?
I have not met his mom yet.
Okay,
no.
So JJ lives at home in his mom's basement, and you're on a... I need to hear a JJ text.
No, but it's...
He just finds memes all day.
So, whisper it to me.
If you're ever feeling lonely,
I am. I'm always feeling lonely.
Okay, so then I'll get you in the text chain.
Thank you.
If you're ever feeling lonely and you send out a text into the our little bachelor thread,
I love this.
JJ will respond
every time.
Immediately.
Every time. It's like he's just staring,
he's waiting to respond. He's just been waiting in his mom's basement.
All right. I got something.
That is cold.
He's just waiting.
Here's the thing I will say. Honestly, whether you want to agree with this or not, you guys are now in show business. Like, you're part of a show. You can say, you are supposed to say, you are supposed to hide certain things.
Thank you, Padgett. We're all lucky enough to work at that.
Usually, everyone is bullshitting.
Yeah.
We're a family. We love each other. We have a great time together.
Not true.
Not true at all. Usually there's someone who's a fucking cunt.
So true. And you
kill.
Ask me afterwards and I'll tell you who.
But
not
these
here.
Guys,
not here. Not here.
Genuinely, I have to say, because we've spoken to them all on camera, on mic, off mic. These guys on Bachelorette meet each other and become friends and are genuinely friends. And it's very unusual.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out. I'm sorry
I'm being corny.
But it is actually rare and real, and these guys are all lovely guys. Hate some people.
No. Like, the next show hasn't aired yet.
Okay.
Like, right now we're friends, and then the show airs, and then
we're no longer friends.
And then you're like, you said that?
You said what about me?
What did you say?
Do your feelings get hurt when you would watch people in their testimonials say shit? You're like, why'd you say shit about me?
Yes.
But you guys are texting each other.
I'm sensing that there's a lot of coming from you right now.
No.
Did you say some shit about me that I don't know about? Do we need to fight?
I did make fun of you.
I know you did.
It's coming.
I'm sure you did.
But it's not bad. Ben's like one of my favorite people in the world.
How do we get JJ out of the basement, you guys?
Okay. All right.
I'm worried.
I don't even know if I remember JJ, but I drink a lot.
Final thing. You did karaoke with us last night.
I did. I walked into the bar semi-sober, and then everybody was singing, and I'm like, get me a Red Bull vodka right now.
Yes.
And then 20 minutes later, I'm singing.
You killed it.
You and Nikki Glaser sang what?
We sang Bye Bye Bye.
There you go.
Totally nailed it.
The fact that I missed this hurts my soul.
You should have been there.
You really did.
Serious FOMO right now, huh?
I feel like we did a good Delilah.
Ben, I hope you will come out with us tonight. Maybe they'll all be there. We'll be at the rickshaw stop. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yay, Ben!
You're going to see a lot of Ben on your TV, by the way.
Yeah, and this will have aired after.
Spoiler alert. Cut that out.
Lauren, as my best friend in the audience, Lauren, will you please come up? How fucking handsome is Ben?
He's amazing. I've actually met him before.
Whoa! What? Wait.
The lady with the hand up. You next. Come here, boo.
How did you meet him before?
What's your name, love? Lindsay, where are you from?
L.A.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. How handsome was Ben?
Hot. I have met him before. San Jose State.
Oh,
hey, San Jose State. Spartans, baby.
Yeah.
Ben, you've met the entire fucking crowd.
Who haven't you met?
I don't know. Show of hands. Who have I not met and need to meet?
Ben, who have you not sistered to?
See, there you go.
Okay.
I got a lot of people I need to meet.
How do you think the show is going so far?
Amazing.
I feel like it's like a daytime talk show.
Are you so... Okay, are you guys ready? Here we go.
Everybody gets a TV.
Oh, my God.
Look under your seats. Everybody gets a baby.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Are you guys fucking ready?
Are you ready? Are you really ready?
The man you've all been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Singing it.
Bone Zone.
Let's bring out Peter, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man that I think... that we all felt pretty fucking hurt for.
28 ways.
A man
that Rhode Island accent?
Was not.
I'm still taking the
I
under.
I was not convinced.
He's got the under.
I was not convinced that he was actually going to show up today because nobody heard from him for like 24 hours. Because he's in Metallica now, you guys. I could not be more delighted that I have for you Mr. Dean.
Everyone's gonna fall off the stage.
Oh,
you listening at home, Dean. Alex just grabbed Dean, threw him on the floor, simulated
this. Dean!
What are you drinking, beer?
Dean, for Bachelor, you guys. What do you want to drink, Bunny? Yeah. Just a beer. Oh, that's cute. Just a beer. I lost my thimble. Okay, Dean. Oh, there's my thank you so much, Walt.
Got you.
Dean. Guys, it's Dean. Padgett, do you want Padgett? You should sit next to Dean.
No. All right.
Here we go.
All right, Dean.
I was like, who wants to interview who? And I was like, Padgett, you can talk to Dean. And she was like, I wanted to ask, but I didn't know. I don't want to.
I know, but here's the problem. Here's my fear. My fear is that I actually take this very seriously.
Yeah, she does.
This podcast. I have actual questions.
Yeah.
I have legal questions. I am concerned about the future of the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise,
All right, we'll
Bachelor Nation. I have been invested for the last 32 cycles. It means something to me. I'm serious. I could be home. I care about Arden, and I care about this.
Padgett is on the lead on a CBS procedural, you guys.
It's 15 hours a day in the dirt wearing heels with a gun going, go, go, go! It's a lot of work, and I love it.
And we watch it all the time to see
Dean.
That move.
I love it.
Okay,
love it.
All right, we'll wait for the
So can I ask Dean?
Yeah.
Okay, this is very tricky. It's a tricky question.
Fill out a W-9,
it's not funny.
Dean.
I'm not.
Well, let's start. We'll start with easy. We'll start easy, and then we'll get to tricky. Dean, how did they find you? Did they contact you, or did you contact them?
Show?
Yeah.
No. Funny enough, actually, I was just my friend called me one day and said, "Dean, I'm going to do something right now, and I want you to follow through with it, regardless of what it is." And I said, "All right."
Can I send you the same text?
Then we had sex.
And it's going to be, nude in your bed.
Fast forward 3 weeks. Fast forward 3 weeks, and I'm stepping out of the limo. Or no, I'm sorry. Fast forward 3 weeks, and I'm going on stage live at After the Final Rose. My worst moment of my entire life.
Yeah.
They tell you to say that?
Huh?
Did they tell you to say that?
I can't say that.
Yeah.
Did you
go
back? It was a suggestion.
From going
black. I had the option.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I knew that. I knew that was a producer giving that to you.
It was.
I knew it. You don't even need to say it because I can say it.
He baited me so well. He's like, "Dean, I have something I think you should say."
I knew it.
But I don't think you're going to say it. And I was like, "Oh, fucking tell me.
Yeah.
You think I won't say it? I will.
He knew it. He knew how to play. I knew it.
Reverse psychology.
It was the black and never go back. Mark. And I knew it. I was like, that is a guy who, here's a question, and you can just blink once for yes or twice for no. In my mind, I thought you guys probably didn't know that far in advance, so you didn't have too long to figure out what you were going to say, so it was probably last minute. Oh. And then he baited you. That's what I thought. I was like, they set that poor guy up.
Right. I got to the hotel at like 11 a.m., and then I was on stage at like 5 p.m. So
yeah.
Lots of tequila.
Yeah. Three thumbles at least.
At least three thumbles.
At least three thumbles. And so were you excited when you got the call? Like, so your friend set you up for this.
Well, so I never even thought it was going to happen. Like, the day before I left for the hotel, I told my friends. I didn't even tell my friends. I told, like, four of them.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, like, I might be going on this show, but I probably will get cut, like, right beforehand.
Yeah, probably. Look at you, please. Yeah, so you're probably not going to go far.
It was literally the most surreal experience of my life. Like, I never thought that I would have gotten to that position.
Yeah.
Not that it's, like, exciting or, like.
It is exciting. Look at us. We're all
What's
here. I mean,
your
it's exciting.
Waist size?
32.
32.
Oh, yeah,
bullshit.
What did you do yesterday, Dean, by the way? We couldn't find you. Where were you? There's the toe.
There's the toe, though. The toe.
They're just very
wiggle that
shoes.
Toe.
All right, so you didn't get that.
Wiggle
big
it.
One.
That wasn't in outside. Do you regret your footwear that you brought?
No, I wore these on purpose because they're already incredibly dirty. So
true story. They are incredibly dirty.
You know you're attractive when someone screams out, "Show us your toes."
Yeah. Anything. I will see anything. I know that's exposed, so show it to me.
I want to kiss you so much right now.
So you're Aaron.
No, sit down.
Oh my God, you're an IT. You're an IT recruiter.
No, I'm just a
startup recruiter.
Startup.
Are you a personal trainer?
Generalist.
No, he's a startup recruiter.
Why do you laugh
Hold
when
on.
You say
Hold
that?
People need
That's
to
not
be
fair.
Trained.
Ben is right there.
I'm still here.
Ben, I support you being a personal trainer.
We support you being a personal trainer.
I need to be trained. I have not been trained well. I need to be trained much better. Okay, so you're an IT recruiter.
Sure. I also want to apologize.
Yeah.
sure. Do you sell shit on Instagram right now.
Do you actually go to work now? You don't fucking go to an office, do you?
I haven't been to work since March. Yeah. But
How do you pay your rent? How does anybody pay their rent? Why do you leave your job?
You know, this is
Instagram.
Fun. I need to leave.
Oh, no, you don't? Okay, you can't say it. Never mind. You can whisper it to me later.
This All podcast right. brought to you by Fat Fit Tummy Tea.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Sugar
All right,
bear.
That's okay. I mean, I don't know how I pay my rent. I don't know
Hello
how I pay my rent.
Later.
Guys, let's cut to the chase,
honestly.
And
we're going to wear Diffy eyewear
Seriously.
Today.
Do you guys get $20,000 per post on Twitter?
No, do you?
No! I heard you guys did.
No,
that's false.
Come on. James Taylor, when he said he was going to paradise, and then he did like some
26 waste.
26,000?
Steve is on his own podcast.
All right. I thought you were in the
He's off the rails.
I didn't take
he wears
you
tight pants.
There's another podcast going on that Steve is running.
Box.
Talk to the pretty people.
Well, I didn't take you out of the penalty box, sir.
Can I just say, just to get ahead of this, yes. I am posting my first sponsored ad next
Are
week.
Do it. That's
and
fine.
I apologize.
I'm not against it. I'm
is it
not
for
against
my
it?
Shirt?
I
is
apologize
it for my
in advance.
Don't apologize.
It's okay.
But I gotta pay
I'm
my
not
bills,
against
you know?
Okay, wait, Dean,
yeah,
listen.
Since March.
Dean, what's your oh my god, his arm is so fucking tight. Wow. He even looks good in this stupid outside land sweatshirt. I love it. I want it.
I know, I want it.
Take it off. You don't have to take it off. You can't
it's
take
a
it
nice
off if you want.
Sweatshirt. It
okay, wait. No,
good.
I actually. Well, I'm gonna go buy one. I'm gonna trade all my shirts to get one sweatshirt. I'm gonna go buy one. Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It is rude. I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology or my rose?
Yes, I accept it.
Dean, what was your favorite part of the season? What was the most fun for you?
Jesus, are you gonna be the Bachelor or not?
They must be.
Yes.
I know you can't answer
no.
it.
I will not be the next Bachelor.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Shit, you guys.
How
play
dreamy
an FBI
is Peter,
agent on TV.
He's Peter's
he didn't
cute.
Even make
he's
your
cute.
Expression.
You
I don't think
I love
lied.
Peter.
Or Wells
Peter.
Or Ben
I'm
Z for Bachelor.
For Wells.
And you know I love
there
Wells.
Is two great Bachelor contestants
I
right here.
I think they
here.
Might have to go back to the well. That's a pun. That was terrible.
It.
No, it's not going to be Peter.
But he's your best friend in the...
It's not going to be... Because I don't think he... I think they...
She threw shade
okay,
at him, though.
My conspiracy theory about the final episode was that...
She played a detective
Rachel
on TV,
said, Rachel said to Peter twice, this format is not built
she
for you.
She was throwing shade.
Which was, in part, I think the producers
no,
saying...
Shade. Shade.
I think the producers were saying, make sure America can't vote
no.
for Peter.
I think her.
Because it's not his milieu.
I think girl loved Peter. She was pissed she didn't get a ring. And she's like, and now you won't be the Bachelor.
I think he was genuinely hurt. I think you were genuinely hurt.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that there were there were some moments in this season that were so real and like painful, and we haven't seen that in a long time. And you were great.
Oh
and
my
lovely.
God!
Like,
we
I
want to
watch 16 weeks of Peter being in his head.
I know, but he was at least honest and genuine.
How old are you, Dean? How old are you?
26.
26 now.
They kept, I feel like. When's your birthday?
April 17th.
Oh, you're an Aries.
Ooh, I am an Aries.
I have good chemistry with Aries.
People are just applauding when you just say shit.
I'm 26.
I'm 26 years old. Oh, my God.
How much was that sweatshirt? How much was your sweatshirt?
$50.
That's a lot. I'm going to buy one.
Oh, my God. You must have gotten it for free, though.
Okay, wait a minute. Dean, is there any part that... Did you overall... Are you glad you went on it?
Yeah, I'm incredibly glad. First of all, I would like to give a shout out to my boy Andrew Watts in the ninth
Andrew.
Row.
Andrew,
Dean's boyfriend.
Where's Andrew? Raise your
Kidding.
Hand, Andrew.
You're not gay.
Who's Andrew?
Gay.
Who's your friend?
No, he's
he just
not.
Tweeted at me, so I had to give him a shout out.
Hi, Andrew. But overall, are you glad you went on the show?
Because it was tough. You had a tough. That was tough.
Yeah, that was tough.
Like family. That was
no,
tough.
It's not. It's
yeah,
just
you have a
real.
Tough
so who, yeah. it's not hard. It's just real.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but all our exchanges on text were like, oh my god, we love Dean. Oh my god, Dean. Oh Dean. Oh my god,
yeah.
Dean is the
Poor
sweetest.
Dean.
Everyone brings up how difficult it must have been, but honestly, it was difficult, but it wasn't like forced or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was still just a very raw.
No, now
moment.
Can I ask a question? Arden, can I? Mommy, can
yeah,
I
go
ask
for it? Go
question?
For it, Padgett.
Okay. The moment you were off the show, did ABC, ABC Productions.
Oh, shit. We can cut this out.
Approach your father. You can cut it out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
to
God.
Give him a mission and
what are you
land
asking?
If
what
they
you
got
asking?
You to be the Bachelor. What do you mean a mission? What do you mean? They were going to offer him, like, a missionary license. They were going to offer him, like, a hut and land.
I'm uncomfortable.
And goats. What? Your dad's like a Sikh, right?
If they did offer him that, I have no idea because I have not spoken with him since then.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's okay, you guys.
That's
you know what?
So
sometimes
tough.
Parents are complicated. That's just the truth.
I will say this. In defense of Dean, I watched that episode like you guys all did. Like, that took a lot of courage
yes.
to go and do
that. No,
that
was genuine.
That is amazing.
And like when and watching it back and like seeing the edit, I'm doing quotations right now, even with...
You were so
them
brave.
Like making drama, like he really, you composed yourself really well.
It's true,
and you did a really good job. In
and
a
I will,
tough situation.
You did.
And I will say, Wells is one of the people that reached out directly after that episode
yeah.
and
really?
Said very kind Aww. Words, which is
you
great.
Were so great. I mean,
and then Dean took 3 days to respond to that. I get it. Your DMs are full.
And you
That's
are.
Awesome.
And you. I'm sorry. I didn't watch
awesome.
That season.
I wasn't trying to make light of
it's
the
okay,
situation.
You are.
I was just saying. I yeah. think ABC yeah. as a studio and an entity is invested in keeping you on the hook as a Bachelor
no.
possibility. So they may have reached out to your dad.
This is our conspiracy.
I'm a conspiracy
therapist.
I'm sorry. I'm a no. paranoid.
She plays it. She plays a detective on television.
Once you guys see Bachelor in Paradise, everyone is going to hate me.
I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
Nah.
Wait a minute. This is a big spoiler. What do you mean?
Never.
What do you mean?
You're not. You look cute in your outfit.
Wait, really?
You can say whatever you want.
What did you do?
Going to be like, oh.
Disclaimer.
You're the same. What did you do on Paradise?
Yeah.
I made drinks for everybody. That's all I did.
Wait, Dean, why did you say that?
Wait, well, first of all, disclaimer, I did wake up on my friend's couch like 45 minutes ago, so I'm wearing the same thing I wore yesterday.
You look cute.
So I apologize.
You look cute. I was
girls,
asking.
I don't care. I don't care what he's wearing.
They're the same with you. Because
we're
going to
take it off later.
They're the same with you,
Wells.
Wells
for Bachelor.
You got the same thing, Wells.
You
I think
guys
you
are angry at the new flower in the window.
I love
and
Dean.
Both...
I love him so much.
I've been wearing this for 5 days.
This overall isn't coming off my body.
Wait, Dean, how was BIP though? Did you have a good time there? Or
no, Bachelor Paradise was the worst thing of my life.
Really?
Was it really?
I'm glad I had a great resource in Wells, and Ben was there, which is obviously fantastic. But
you were caught. Like, was it because of the actual Paradise part, or was it because of all the other stuff that happened?
No, the Paradise part.
Yeah,
love is a hard, a tricky thing. You know?
Well, because you also came off.
Write that down. Love is a tricky thing. Write that down.
Scissor. Winner.
Someone get it on a sweatshirt.
Wait, what was tricky?
Hold on. Not to spoil anything, but there are 75,000 people here right now, right?
Yeah.
They all are excited about we are shit, Ben.
No.
We are not. Can you imagine going to Paradise
oh, yeah.
and then this
Shut the fuck up.
Chiseled goddess walks down the stairs?
Goddess.
Okay, can you imagine what happens to your vagina when Dean walks down the stairs?
Yeah.
It explodes. It's crazy.
It's like
of course it's the worst thing in the world.
It's like
everyone was trying to have sex with him.
I feel terrible,
this is my
Dean,
nightmare.
That hot women
there's
were throwing themselves
I
at you.
There's
what
like
a problem.
Supernova
I can't. In my adult onesie right now.
I can't take it.
None of those things happen.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wells,
Ben. Well, I would imagine you've just had your heart, like you literally just fell for a girl, and then you got to go back in, and you're like, I just fell for a girl. It's 2 days later. I'm in Sayulita.
Just
and
that it was
no
awful. Something terrible happened. Did you get diarrhea? Because there's no separation between the toilet and the bedroom. There's just like a blast wall.
So
because my husband and I did it for 3 days.
I mean, was it hard to go in after?
Someone
your
write
heart
down
was...
blast wall. Write down blast wall.
Wait, I have a real question. Was it hard to go in? Because it's not that long after you finish filming. Was it hard to go there? Like your heart got broken, and then you have to go to Mexico. That's got to be weird.
I mean, I had like a month and a half or 2 months to grieve over it.
That's right, girl.
Such a dude. Such a dude.
Yeah, you're like,
but at that point, you had only spent like maybe 15 hours with Rachel. You could have cared about her, but you don't really know.
You don't know.
It's okay to grieve for a month.
Feelings.
What? It's
That's why there'll never be a lesbian bachelorette, because we grieve for 75 years.
in a menstrual hut,
just sobbing.
Is there anything that you wanted to say?
Not really.
No.
Regard to what?
I don't know. I mean, is there any? I don't know anything. Do you like
Wells
my hat?
For Bachelor 2017, well, 2018.
Wells for Bachelor.
Wells, would you ever? Wells, would you ever?
I love you, Wells.
Wells.
See? Do you want me to have Dean take you a drink?
Stop it! Stop it!
Wells,
I can do that.
Wells, I texted you last week and you didn't text me back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's happened. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So don't play this brokenhearted. You're out doing just fine.
No.
Well,
I hope
Ben,
that, like,
yeah,
it didn't come across that, like, I love Dean. And you, like, when you watch the show, like, Dean and I actually talk a lot at the bar. Dean and I like to drink together, guys. That's what I'm trying to say.
Do I hear Clinton JJ? Okay, yeah, so you've got the bar. How was it being the bartender?
It was fun.
Great.
Wait,
good
did
to
you
know.
Really
Thanks.
Replace Jorge?
What do you mean, tell
you? Gentlemen, the who?
Wait, guys, what happened to Jorge? Really, I want to know.
So I realize that there's going to be a moment in time when I get introduced and everyone's going to be like pitchforks and torches being like, you fucking killed Jorge. I can't buy that. Jorge continues to like continues on in the show. He just has a different job. And so
okay.
Paid less.
No, I think he's actually paid more than me.
Okay, I did set Jorge up with a lawyer.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was like, buddy.
No, he's like still part of the show. Totally.
Yes. No, and I think he's a nice guy, and he wasn't pushing for. It's a show. Listen, there's like, he's like a local guy, and he was really sweet, and he I loved it. Again, this is just between us. I was like, so, buddy. Drunk on my honeymoon with Jorge on the beach, which is the loudest resort I've ever been to. I don't know how they shot this. It's just constant waves and crabs. I'm talking to Jorge. Crabs. No, actual land crabs. Not
VIP crabs.
No, you get married and then you never get crabs again. So one
great
hopes.
Story. Great story.
Anyway, so Jorge was saying, oh, Chris Harrison? No. He's not in Sayulita. He's in Punta Mita at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, it's
oh, my
true.
God. I don't know. Was that racist for me to try to do a Mexican
No,
accent?
It's not. That's what he sounds like. I've Hello. Done Jorge's voice, too, and someone said that to me. That's not racist. That's what he sounds like.
He's a nice guy.
You guys, we have, like, 3 minutes left.
Thank God.
Who wants to ask Dean a question?
Oh,
I see hand on the aisle. Come up, girl. Yeah, come on. Let me hear what it is before you call it.
Nice hair.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name, kitty cat?
Rosie.
And where are you from, Miss Rosie?
Originally the Bay Area.
Thank you so much for coming. Where do you live now?
I go to school in Irvine, at UC Irvine.
You're adorable. What are you studying?
Math.
Okay.
Yay, math! Oh.
Pageant just orgasm. How old are you?
20.
Yeah.
You're adorable. Okay.
Yeah,
Rosie, what's your question for Dean?
20.
Come to my brother's wedding.
20.
When is it?
Where's the wedding?
San Luis Obispo.
Maybe he'll make a video for your brother. Will he make a video for the brother? Or do you want to go
to
the wedding?
I'll just go with you. That's fine. Yeah.
Don't make those promises.
I love slow. Slow is the best.
All right.
Oh,
thank
my
you so
God.
Much
that
Rosie.
Was awesome.
All right. One more question. Lauren, you've got to come up, Lauren.
Lauren.
As my audience ambassador, you've really had my back. Have you had a good time?
I've had an amazing time.
Yay!
Guys, can I just say, we have the best fucking fans in the world.
Thank you guys Yay! So much, honestly. You are a
I've never been on a sports team, and I've never had a hobby, and this is the only thing that I care about, and you're all my new best friends. Lauren, what's your question for Dean?
I want to know if anyone's still looking for love.
Oh, anyone that's a good question. Where did Wells go?
Any one of us on stage? Is that?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, I guess.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all looking for love, you know?
We're all looking for love.
I mean, I'm really looking for a restroom.
Oh, my God. It's been
Wells?
All right, you guys.
Wells?
How many people have to pee?
Are you guys? Do you feel that you got the podcast that you needed?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Is there anything that was not left on the field? Are we going to fucking nationals, you guys? Are we taking a knee, and is it going to be a full heart and a clear eye, and we fucking can't lose?
Did we do it?
Bone Zone!
Bone Zone!
Thank you so much. Thank you to Aaron Foley, Pageant Booster, Steve Heiner, Ben.
Thank you for coming,
Kathy.
You guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
And Wells. Wells is back.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.